Glory to God. Jesus is alive. This series is the glory of the Lord. So glorious and majestic and beautiful beyond comprehension. Just, we can never comprehend. It's only in our spirit person. When we meet the Holy Spirit, we will see this. He will manifest himself. He will reveal himself to us. Oh, hallelujah. He's so merciful and gracious, patient, giving, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. Glory to God. The word gracious there is to show kindness, to be compassionate, it's compassion in action. It's also giving. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Someone may ask, why so much emphasis on Jesus Christ? Why is that? Okay, here's one way to look at it. God is the perfect God. He's God Almighty. He's perfect in all his ways. He didn't keep everything for himself. He gave it all to his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the actual image of the Father. He is the... If you want to know what the Father is like, you look at Jesus. And Jesus, same thing. He didn't keep it all for himself. He gives it, and I say this in reverence, to his saints, to his people, to those who come to Jesus Christ. That is really true. And we just in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can walk in that. We can receive that. We can glory, hallelujah. I mean, Jesus, even in John, it says, the glory that you've given me, I've given them. Glory to God. We just need to get rid of all these incorrect perspectives and views and the incorrect training and all of that, and just say, God, fill me up with what you want me to have. Amen. The Holy Spirit. He's God Almighty. Please do say a prayer for my region that I'm in. A tornado has come through, and we've had a lot of people that have passed away, sadly, and there's also a lot of damage. So, but there's a lot going on, right? There's as many as 100,000 people a day die and do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they tragically go, I don't want to say it, but I have to say it, they go to hell. I have to say it. It's a reality. Now, there's about anywhere from, I think it's 30 to 50, 60,000 a day that die and go to heaven. Glory to God. So, the glorious Lord, so beautiful. Everything makes sense. Even those passages in the Bible that we just had no idea what they meant, now with the Holy Spirit, it's all made so clear. And there's scripture is God speaks all the time, right? And it's through the Bible, of course, is one of the main ways. But there's many other ways that he speaks to us. He speaks in that still small voice. He speaks through other people, through teachers, through worship. When we worship, he will speak to us. Hallelujah. Through our circumstances, through things that have happened, through many ways that God, that is Jesus Christ, they're the same, is speaking. And that just brings up something I want to emphasize and continue to emphasize. Let's get it into our spirit person that Jesus Christ is God. The Holy Spirit is God. They're not any different because they're listed second. Now, at the same time, Jesus says, my Father is greater than I, then greater than all. So it's this glorious kind of cycle. Because when we worship Jesus, we're worshiping the Father, and we begin to worship the Father, and he points back at Jesus and just worship Jesus, because he's God Almighty also. Amen. And that's only in our spirit person. He will give us that revelation. Amen.